Drivers in 12 states are now paying more than $4 for a gallon of gas. A federal regulatory agency says it is investigating what role oil speculation may play in this. David Cho writes about it in the Washington Post today. David, regulations have changed such that investors with big money have gotten into commodity markets. That's led to speculation that's driving up oil prices. This is kind of the nugget of your story.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've really seen the commodity markets transform in the last, I'd say, 5 years. Just an enormous amount of institutional investors have moved into this market.
And why is that?
There are less regulations on commodities than other investments, such as stocks and bonds. So you can buy these commodities on extreme margins. Long term, there is a prediction that commodity prices will rise. So a lot of these funds are moving in there and buying long, quote unquote, which means that they're going to be in these markets for a long time.
I hadn't realized this, but I read in your piece today that buying oil futures is pretty tightly regulated and indeed discouraged by regulatory agencies in this country, or it has been in the past.
It has been in the past, but there are plenty of loopholes in which you can get around those strict regulations. The primary market for oil trading in the United States is a market called the New York Mercantile Exchange, or NYMEX, but a lot of investors have been avoiding the strict regulations on that market and trading through a separate exchange called the Intercontinental Exchange, which operates out of London. U.S. oil also will be soon trading in Dubai, and there are no limits on how much you can buy in these markets.
So these are U.S. banks, U.S. hedge funds investing in markets overseas, getting around U.S.-based regulations in U.S. markets.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, says he's looked at the price of oil over the last 18 months. He thinks this is supply and demand.
Yeah, and his argument is that when you have speculators in the commodity markets, people buy both long and short, meaning there are people who bet that the prices of oil are going to go down, and there are people who bet that the price is going to go up. He says that, listen, these two forces are canceling them out. They're not the primary force that's causing the rise in oil prices.
How would the supply and demand proponents address this question? There's really not much change in either supply or demand over the last 18 months, right? But there's a huge change in price.
Yeah, I mean, the supply and demand theorists, they say that if you take a look at increased demand in China, in emerging markets, and there's worries about supply, that fundamentally is pushing up the price. However, even OPEC, you know, a lot of oil companies that testified in the Hill say, yeah, there should be a rise in price because of these factors, but it should not have been this fast or this sharp. And they said for that reason, they believe there's a speculative element in the rise in oil prices.
This government regulatory body is opening this investigation. We'll follow the story. David Cho of The Washington Post writing today on speculation and oil prices. David, thank you.
Thank you.